Okay, Rav Ossai, Sif Tes deals with Malicha, and as I mentioned, earlier, the Malicha, the Inyan of Malicha is split very, very nicely in half. In Hilchos Basar B'Challah, we dealt with what's considered Maliach She'eino Nechal Machas Milcho, meaning how salted is salty. We're not going to deal with that again. That doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. Here we're dealing with whatever salty means, which Mir Machmer means from the moment you put on a lot of salt, or for us Ashkenazim, even a medium amount of salt, as long as it stays on, or if it's beef jerky until you soak it. How far does that cause the tam to penetrate? So we have a range of shitas there, of shitas on this. If you recall, there was somewhat of a range of shitas in terms of tzli, how far the taste penetrated, and most of the Rishonim held either klipa or netila. Maliach is krotech tzli, the Gemara said in Daf Tzadi Zayin Beis. So we expect it to be either exactly the same as tzli, which we pass in netila, or at least more or less in the same ballpark. The Beis Yosef brings down a range of shitos, in terms of how far does the tam penetrate if you salt kosher with treif, ranging from, and here, again, there are going to be two mainstream shitas, just like before, two more difficult shitas, which you really have to work through the sugyas, and you work through the Rambam's point that out of Sira. But you could have said, not at all. That's what the Rambam sounds like in Perek Zayin. Says, Malicha, when they say Maliach Protev Tetzli, what they meant is it doesn't cause the tam to transfer at all. The salt, there he even had chaylev with certain halavim with basar, doesn't cause the tam to transfer at all. The mainstream sheet that they're shown in was kidei klipa. That was the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Ran. Beis Yosef quoted the Ra'ah, who says kidei netila. And then he quoted sheetas that say that Malicha makes the tam transfer through the entire piece, which is also very difficult, because the Gemara seems to apply not that way. The Ramban in one place said this, and the other place said otherwise. He obviously thinks it depends on the circumstances. And the Rambam in one place says this, which, you know, obviously is complicated because the Rambam sows himself in the Katz al Katz, which the Yosef has three answers for. But we're not going to get into that right now. Lemaisa, the mainstream opinions are either Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila. If you notice here, the poskim are more makil by the Rashba and the Ra'ah are beseder. They have the same shita by Tzli and by Malicha. Could you say Maliach Kiroteach Tzli? But the Rosh and the Ran are a little more makil here. Apparently they think that even though the Gemara compared Malicha to Tzli, they didn't mean it was Davke exactly the same. And the same general idea that it just penetrates through an outer layer, not through the whole thing. But it's a little more makil, that it only penetrates through a smaller layer and not a larger layer. How do we paskin? We'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in one moment how we paskin. But there were two other very, very important machlokos Rishonim in the Beis Yosef here as well. The second question is, assuming that will paskin, let's say the mainstream opinion is that will paskin only penetrates through Kedei Klipa. Right? If I salt kosher with treif, the tam of the treif only penetrates into the outer klipa of the kosher. What if we recall by tzli, we said shani chaylev demapapeya, if we have the special property of fat, that demapapeya that spreads through the whole thing even without a liquid medium by tzli, will the same thing work by malicha, right? Is chaylev mifapeya by malicha? So here we have two basic shitas. Two basic shitas are easy enough to guess. There are those. Right? There are those who hold yes. Chelas v'pei by melicha. Why? Because melichas kerotech d'tzli. Just like in tzli, the chelas is v'pei'a, so too in melicha. And that was the opinion of, I mean, there's a whole bunch of Rishonim, but I guess some of the most important ones are the Rashba, the Ran, and the Tor. However, here there's a significant dissenting Shita. Unlike in Sli, where it's a Furish Gemara, Shani Chil Dufapeya, by Malicha, we don't know. Do we compare Malicha to Sli so tightly that Chil Dufapeya by Sli is Mefapeya by Malicha? No. Only by Tzli there's this special power of Chilat Yumfapeya. By Malicha, Chilat Lo Male, Vilo Morin. And this is the opinion, most famously, of the Ramban. And it's not, and the Ravon. And it's not so clear this is what he means, but since his name gets associated with this, this is how the Dr. Moshe understands, and the Rav Yah as well. Well, that's not so posh, and some other Rishonim. There is a third very interesting shita of the Sharidura, who says that, well, you fi omed hadas. You have to see. You'll look at it. You'll see, and you'll see how much is mepapeya. Like, we can't give a hard and fast rule. Sometimes this much, sometimes that much. You just have to make a judgment call. That those types of, number one, it's a very minority shita, and again, the halacha is very wary of accepting such shitas. In any case, so there is that. Beis Yosef quotes a third shita, Sharidura lefi omen hadas. Right. Use your judgment, but that is not at all a mainstream shita, and the shitas we have to choose from are basically these two. The again, I'm not going to paskin this yet, because we'll see that even though clearly there's a mainstream shita here, the psak is not 100% clear. The third issue discussed in the Beis Yosef is, anyone want to tell me the third issue discussed in the Beis Yosef here that the Rishonim argue about? If we assume Chilav is Mefapeya, let's say, why would this happen all the time, by the way? This Shiloh, Chilav Mefapeya by Melicho, is Mamish Maisim Chol Yom, because as soon as you shecht an animal, you would salt it. And obviously, you're supposed to take out all the Chilav and Gid and Vechuli Vechuli before you salt it. But it's probably less likely. How often? You know, it happens. We see it all over. That's what all the Simon Kofov's phase is about. That by you cook it in your children, and still you left some chelav on. But the most likely scenario to make a mistake was even if you remember the chelav, to remove the chelav before cooking, the first thing you do is salt it. It's very likely that, and very common, that once in a while someone would forget a piece of chelav there while they were salting the meat. And they'd salt all the pieces together. And there would be one piece of chelav together with all the pieces of meat. So let's say we assume chelav is mefapeya. So the shaila is,
how does it spread?
How does it spread? If it's mefapeya, what does it mean mefapeya? That means it asers everything, but it doesn't aser everything. It asers everything unless there's shishin. So what's the question? The question is, exactly, assuming chelav mefapeya, assuming chelav is mefapeya, do you need 60 in each piece? Because it only spreads within one piece, or 60 in all the pieces together, that's obviously the kula, spreads evenly to all the pieces. Right? As how machmer are we going to be? Are we going to be, right, be really machmer and say, the chelav will spread, but it'll only spread through the one piece that it touched. And therefore, if that piece is not 60, it's going to be treif.
Or do we say, no, in for a penny, in for a pound, if the chilev is going to spread, it's going to spread throughout all the pieces that are touching each other, that are lying there in a big pile being salted. And therefore, as long as all the pieces are 60 times, that'll be good enough. So, this is also a machlokas rishonim. It's a little complicated, but who holds, who's famous for holding that, that 60 in each piece, or else it's treif? Who's the most famous person who holds the machmer shita? It is a chelev touch one piece. If that piece doesn't have 60, it's treif. This is the shita of the Maharam. Right, quoted by the Mordechai. The Maharam, the Mordechai. The who holds that 60 in all the pieces together is good enough? This is a little tricky. We'll see. There's this Rabbeinu Nisanel and the Mordechai. I'm not sure who Rabbeinu Nisanel is. Who also is like a little unclear, and it seems to be the Orza Ruah. And the Darkei Moshe quoted, although we'll see that they have a seira for why they're passing this way, the Darkei Moshe quoted a few of his, the later Ashkenazi poskim, Umrach Ria Lekula, mainly the Ugar and the Maharai. But we'll give them a little asterisk, which we'll explain in a few moments. These are the three basic issues. A, how far does Malicha cause the taste to penetrate from the treif to the kosher? I guess from kosher treif also, but we don't really care. B, if you have chelev or something fatty in Malicha, does that penetrate further through the whole piece? And if the chelev does penetrate, does it penetrate only through one piece? So if that one piece is not 60 times as big, it's going to be treif. Or does that at least go through all the pieces? So if all the pieces are 60 put together, then we can be makom. Let's see how we pass on these things. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Test. Meliach she'eino nechal. Machmas milcho. And the Shachar he tells, in case we forgot, that if we want to know how to define that halachically, ayin simtzari aleph. Dino kiroteach. Umachlet lesser k'dei klipa. Now, here we have a girsa problem in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the word after klipa? It's either V'im or Im. Our girsa, and it seems to be most people's girsa, I think. The Taz had the word V'im in his Dibur HaMaskil. The Shach doesn't quote the Dibur HaMaskil, but he starts with Tilos Mokim, seems to be Kucham Moshal Gitz. It seems to hold that way as well. Mitzvah Skoli holds that way. So, our Gersa says, V'im hu shuman agiru knokin ha-shuvah v'akromos yesh l'hachmer v'latzricham netilos mokom. But if it is the shuman agid or the knoknos or krumos, you should be machmer, a little more machmer, and require netilos mokom. Now, what is this chumra of netilos mokom? Right, so what is the Machaber Paskin? The basic Pesach is Kedei Klipa. But sometimes will we be Machra and require Kedei Netila? When are those sometimes will we be Machra and require Kedei Netila? What's he trying to say? According to Ardner. So, V'im Shuman Agid V'Knokonos V'Kromos. Three things. Shuman Agid, Knokonos Shavo, and Kromos will require Kedei Netila. What do those three things have in common? What? Not asking you to think creatively, yeah. They are, what, good, what you say, yeah? Right, they're a little fatty. Meaning all these three things are sort of like fatty, right? Shuman Hagid, the Shuman around the Gedhanoshe, is not a real fatty kind of Shuman. But it's a little fatty. Knoknos are, again, forget for a moment, we're not talking Kumbra, we're not talking Ibakis. We know, the Machabri knows these things are a tiny bit fatty. Knoknos are some sort of little, what are knoknos? Sorry? Yeah,
no clue.
What?
I don't know.
There's some,
like long sinews.
Yeah, there's some sort of long sinews that are like part of the Gedhanoshe, but they're not like the Gedhanoshe without taste. They're a little fatty. And chromos are not part of the Gedhanoshe. The chromos are the membranes. Remember, chrome. The membranes around the chelev,
And membranes, let's say you took out the chilek, you just left a little membrane, that membrane is also a type of chilek. Unclear, but let's, maybe even a d'oraisa type of chilek, maybe even d'oraisa is a blue chilek, but you know the membrane isn't so fatty like the fat itself. So the way most people read the Mechaber, right, what's pshat? Pshat A is a little shomi. Right, the way most people read the Mechaber is that he's basically paskening today klipa. He'll be more mekel than sli, but if it's shomim tsas, if it's a little fatty, then it'll be machmer like the Ra'an, say k'day netila. Right, he's not 100% sure. Like, you know, he thinks you can mekel k'day klipa, but just in case it's k'day, and he's not going to be machmer k'day netila normally, but if it's a little fatty, then we already know it might be a little worse. So then it'll ask her, you should be machmer, it'll be machmer k'day netila. That's the way most people read the Mechaber. However, the Gra, there's a long Gra here in Sifkat and, what is it, Nun Beis, who makes a forceful argument, the Gra really doesn't like this Kulo K'dei Klipa. The Gra, and here it's, you know, it's based on the Beis Yosef, meaning the Mechaber didn't invent this for us here. It's based on the Beis Yosef. The Gra goes back to the Gersa of the Beis Yosef, or rather to, he amends the Gersa to match what we have in the Beis Yosef. And the Gra is, he has two reasons for reading it differently. A, he wants to match the Mechaber to what he said in the Beis Yosef. And in the Beis Yosef, he only set the Netila for the Kromos, not for the Shuman Agid and the Knokmish Shabbat. B, the Gra really doesn't like this Kula. If Maliach is Groteach, Chazal equated Malicha to Tzli, he doesn't like this Kula that Tzli penetrates Kedei Klipa, and Malicha only penetrates Kedei Netila. So the Gra changes V'im to M. So then what does it say? Lesser Kedei Klipa, Imhu Shuman Agid and Knokmish Shabbat. Period. V'hakromos yish lahachmer latzricham k'dei netila. Netilas makom. Shuman again in k'nokonos are k'dei klipa. But, meaning unlike the way most people read it, the normal rule is klipa, then there are some little fatty things that are netila. We don't know, according to the Gra's Girsa, what the normal rule is. Just as imu shuman again in k'nokonos shabot's klipa, and kromos are netila. But what's the normal rule? So, what's the difference between Shuman Agid and Knoknos on the one hand versus Kromos on the other hand? Shuman Agid and Knoknos, anyone know what? How usher is Shuman Agid? Yeah, it's also Drabbanan. Knoknos and the Gid are also only Drabbanan. Only the Gid itself is Doraisa. So Isser and Dra and Kromos. So that's very unclear. You have to look about earlier in Hilchas Chelev. But Beis Yosef said he's Chosh, might be Doraisa. In which case, you're coming out with a much bigger Chomer. It's interesting. He switched the word in that actually gives you a bigger Kula in the case of Shuman Agid and Knoknos. He downgrades them from Netila to Klipa, but he comes out with a big Chumrah. The Gra says, every Isser D'oraisa we mean Netila's Makom. So the Gra reads the Mechaber, is the Mechaber saying, in an Isser D'rabbanan and Malicha you can make El to just take off a K'dei Klipa. But in every Isser D'oraisa you have to be Machmer for Netila's Makom. So they're two ways to read what the Mechaber is saying. Here our Gersa says, normal foods, klipa, right? Kachosh foods, klipa, shamin ktas netilos makom. The Gra's way of reading it is, isurim derabbanan, aser k'dei klipa, isurim d'oraisa, aser k'dei netila. So that comes out with a big chumra. Again, for us Ashkenazim, it's not really so Nogel Maisa. I don't think most people agree with the Gra. If you look in the Prit Chadash here, it's even in the regular Shulchan Aruch, he actually had like a combination of shot. He says, we only need K'dei Klipa, Netila, for Isurim D'oraisa that are Shomim Ktas. So he's more Mekel than any of the, he takes the Gra's Girsa, but take both of the list. Okay, that's two ways to read the Mechaber. I think the mainstream way we assume we're reading the Mechaber is that lean things penetrate K'dei Klipa and Malicha, slightly fatty things, penetrate K'dei Netila. But the Gra says the Rabbanan's K'dei Klipa, the Raisa's K'dei Netila, because he really doesn't like being makel on this K'dei Klipa thing. And the Prichadash says lean things of any type and slightly fatty the Rabbanan's K'dei Klipa, slightly fatty the Raisa's K'dei Netila. That answers our first question, at least for starting. Right, we already know what the Ramban's going to say. Continuing. The im hu chelav mamish, sarich shishin levat lo chelav mamish.
The mechaber paskins it is mefapeya. Chelav mamish is mefapeya.
It spreads through the whole thing, and if you don't 60 to mevatel it, it answers your whole piece, right? If you have a mamish, a little chelav, with your meat when it's salting, attached to a piece of meat when it's salting, if the chelav is 1 ounce and the meat is 59 ounces, that's all trace. The meat is 50 ounces. If the meat is 50 ounces, or is 60 ounces, then you're okay. V'im ha-basar shenim lachim mohu shamein. What if, remember we had this case of azol ha'im mafatem lehai, etc. Earlier by Sif hay as well. What if the iser is not fatty, but the heter is fatty? Will you say the heter will be mafatim the iser and make the iser fatty, and then the iser will... It will infect the whole heter. So he says, "V'im abas shenim lachim ohi shamein afilu b'shuman agidu kanok nashabot tzar samech levat lo v'litol mimakim shenaga kidei netilos makom lofachos klipa." If you have
iser kachosh and heter shamein, let's say the iser is shuman agidu kanok knows, so it's kachosh, right? It's really kachosh. Let's say the heter is shamein, then the Mechaber says it asers the whole piece on Shishim because the heter goes with the fatin, fattens the Isser, and the Isser then goes and infects the heter. This is a big machlokus between the.
This is a big machlokus between the Mechaber and the Marshal. The Marshal is put on the Shach here and the Taz all the way at the end of the Siman, I believe. That the Marshal says, you know, it's bad enough you invented this chumr for us by tzli. Don't give us this chumr by malicha.
As well, the Marshal says, only kidei klipa. It does not. There is no azal hayim fatim lahay by malicha.
And the Shach makes a pshara.
The Shach says, if the iser is malua.
One second. If the
if shneihem maluchim, then it's also. Then the heter will go be mifatim the iser, and the iser will go and infect the whole heter. But if the iser is malulach and the heter is tafel, then it's mutter. If the iser is maluach and the heter is tafel, then the heter can never fatten up the iser because the tafel doesn't affect the maluach. If you recall what we learned in Siman Sadi Aleph, and therefore the heter will never fatten up the iser. Therefore, the iser will only be able to answer to the klifa, of the heter. We should write to the klifa halacha lemaisa the nekudas hakesef the shafsam the nekudas hakesef Rabbi Kiva Eger here paskin like the mechaber. At least seem to favor the Mechaber that says, no, we're totally mapping her by Malicha. If the either one is Shamein, if the Isser is Shamein, it'll be in Fapeh through the whole thing and ask her until Shishim. Even if the Heter is Shamein, sounds like in all circumstances, the Heter will be in Fatih, the Isser, just like it does by Tzli, and then the Isser will ask her the entire Heter. So that seems to be how we paskin. Again, this gets very complicated and subtle. And Ayin Shum, they don't have such a in-depth discussion. There's two words here, and the Kudas Hakesef is not much more, but you can go into the Svaris if you want. The Mechaber, the last line of Mechaber we read is that, Taka, what if there is Shishim? Who remembers the Bite Sli? Let's say I'm Sola Isser with Heter, and the Heter is 60 times. What do I still have to do? Take an Enchila. So likewise here, what if I salt Heter with Isser, and the Heter is 60 times the Isser, I still have to take off where it touched, Kedei Netila, or at least Kedei Klipa. What does it mean, Kedei Netila, or at least Kedei Klipa? It means preferably Kedei Netila, but if it's a Shasar Chak or something, Kedei Klipa. That's what it means.
So Metzias, he only cares about
Kedei
Klipa,
he says good to be Machner, but not absolutely necessary. Now, why does he say this? this is going to, why does he say this? So, l'chora,
depends exactly which case he's, this gets to be a big mess in the Achronim, depends exactly which case he's talking about. Is he talking about a case where we normally say k'dei klipa, or where we normally say k'dei netila?
It's a little unclear. It's actually a bit of a mess here, because we don't know if he's talking about a,
So at least according to the Gra, he's talking about a case where we normally require k'dei netila, but he says, you know what? We normally require k'dei netila, but since maybe it all has been fapeh from the whole piece, and there's not much left anyway, it's enough to take off k'dei klipa if you're stuck.
So maybe this is a kula here. It's a little unclear. It's a chomer, something which normally requires k'dei klipa, but better take it in netila if it was chelev, or whether it's a kula, something which normally requires k'dei netila, but you can get away with k'dei klipa if it's with fapeh.
But in any case, it's not going to be that much enough. It could be enough to be in the first Mark Master Ruba, we'll see. But he says he's a little unsure, so better k'dei netila, but you can get away with k'dei klipa. Let's say the way we'll interpret the Mechaber, right, the way we interpreted the Mechaber, if something was shamein, if something was kachlosh, it'll go through k'dei klipa. If something is a little fat, it'll go through k'dei netila. What if something is really fat, it'll go through the whole thing? But where will it be especially concentrated? Will it go through the whole thing and be especially concentrated in the k'dei klipa? Or will it go through the whole thing and be especially concentrated in the k'dei netila? Right? Because if you're not like the gra, you don't do chalak through the rice and the rabbanans. So, halach l'maisa, we don't know where it'll be especially concentrated. The answer is preferably in the netila, but you can get away with the klipa if you're stuck.
The cholzeh, so that's the second psak of the chaber. The cholzeh, now we just need one more psak.
This is regarding the piece itself that the chelev was stuck to, right? Remember, chelev starts out when God created the chelev in a cow, it's stuck to meat. So usually, when you salt it accidentally with chelev, not always, sometimes it can be chopped off and you just dropped in there. But often, it'll still be stuck to the meat. You forgot to remove it. So that's what, assuming this is the piece the chelev is stuck to. What about all the other pieces? So, the Mechaber tells us, "Im ein b'chol echas behem if they atzvam shishim levatel hachelev asuros ve'ein mitzdarfen b'yachad levatel hachelev de'ein chelem fapeya michatikul echaticha below." So the Mechaber is machmir, very machmir here. He says it doesn't spread from piece to piece without a liquid medium. The chelev only goes to the piece it touched. So each piece that touched the chelev, we say, maybe the chelev went into this piece. It's not like cooking in a pot with soup or stew or chulent, where we know everything spreads everywhere. Each piece that touched the chelev, we say, maybe the chelev went into this piece. So if there's 1 ounce of chelev, if this piece is only 59, it's trafe. Maybe the chelev went into this piece and gave it a taste. If the next piece is 59, it's trafe. Maybe the chelev went into this piece and gave it a taste. V'chuli v'chuli. You're in big trouble. But, he says, v'im ein yoduam naga b'chulan kulan asuros v'im yodur shmur naga el b'achad mehem. Right, so he says, but, now it depends how many pieces the chelev touched. Every piece the chelev touched became trafe. So, what are the different scenarios if we go with the Mechaber? If we go with the Mechaber, what are the different scenarios? If any piece it touched, so this is easy. Let's say we have 1 ounce of chelev in the salting. In a big pile of meat, right? You're salting a whole truckload of meat together. So, any piece which is greater than 60 ounces, actually, equal to or greater than 60 ounces, what's the din? Any piece that's at least 60 ounces is mutter. That's easy. What about if the pieces are less than 60 ounces? Then, any piece less than 60 ounces is going to be usher if it touched the chelev. Now, the question is, how many pieces
touched the chelev? So he says, if...
Right? If all the pieces
touched the chalev or might have touched the chalev, then they're all usher. Right? Because if all the pieces might have touched the chalev, meaning you threw them all around and you knocked them this way and knocked them that way and tossed them and, you know, so all the pieces might have touched the chalev. If all the pieces might have touched the chalev, they're all usher, because each one of them you say, maybe the chalev went into this piece. And this piece is only 59. What if
the im yadua shlo noga elo b'achas?
And achas here, by the way, is lav dafka achas. What should we write instead of achas to be very exact? Do I want to point out? Is there a difference whether it touched all of them or whether it touched one of them? What's the real dividing line? Whether it touched most of them or whether it touched exactly all? If most or all the pieces touch the chilev, they're all usher. If only the minority of pieces, he just uses one as an example. If the minority of pieces touch the chalev, then there's two scenarios. What does it mean the minority of pieces touch the chalev? Imagine you're a guy who's salting, you know, you have all your pieces here. You know, a whole cow chopped up into pieces salting, and here's your chalev. Right? So if you put them down and then move them and toss them around, then you put them from place to place and mush them all together, then they all might have touched the chalev. You're in trouble. But, what about this case? You know only one, two, three pieces touched the chalev. And there are eight pieces. So then what's the din? So if I notice it right here, what do? If I see it just like this on the board, what do I do? Exactly. So if I know which, then those are usher. What if I don't know which? What if I don't know which? That, right, how would I not know which? I know when I put it down, that the way I put it down, only one or two or three pieces going to touch the chalev. But by now, I picked it all up and moved it someplace else and dumped it and found the chalev. So I know it didn't touch most. It only touched one or two of them. But I don't know which anymore. Then what's the din? There are batel v'rov. Chad betray batel. This is called yavish v'yavish. Min v'mino. Chad betray batel v'rov. A feeling chatichu l'lis kavid. Why, even if they're chatichu l'lis kavid, are they batel v'rov? Exactly. So they're not intrinsically also. There's only bliyasis are inside them. That's the psak of the mechaber. And this all flows, I mean, he did invent it, the Maharam had most of these ideas. This all flows from the Shita of the Maharam. Now, this Mechaber, he passes like the Maharam. That's, well, okay. This Mechaber has so many problems with him. And then we're not going to be able to deal with all of them. The main problem that people ask on the Mechaber is that the Mechaber says, "Ein chelev mifapeya mechaticha lechaticha b'li rotev." Right? It only spreads within one piece. It doesn't spread to another piece without rotev. Is that true? Chelev doesn't spread to another piece without rotev? Give me a sif number on this. Chelev doesn't spread from piece to piece without rotev. Is that true? No. Sif. No, not so bad. What? That's all within one piece, though. Right? That's like the Arabs. They're roasting a whole gedi. How do we know whether or not chilas v'afeyav from chaticha to chaticha without rotif? Siv zayin. So if Zion says, "Ein blia yotzei svechaticha lechaticha without rotev, but a blia that's shamein, that's mefapeya, will go from piece to piece without rotev." So how could the Mechaber say that it only spreads within one piece, and it doesn't spread to all the pieces, and it doesn't go from piece to piece without rotev? In Ziv Zayin, he paskin that fat. Remember, we're only talking about fat here. He paskin that fat does go from piece to piece without rotev. So what's the answer?
What?
It's a malicha.
Right, who asked this question, by the way? The Taz in Sukkot and Chaf Beis is very upset about this, and he denies what Jeremy just said, but many Achronim, such as the Prichadash, and the, not the one on the page, but in the Sefer Prichadash, and the Minchas Kohen, Prichadash and the Minchas Kohen say, there's a difference between Tzli and Malicha. So, the Prichadash and the Minchas Kohen add, in Malicha, as opposed to Tzli. In Tzli, in a Hanami, a Bliya that's Mefapeya will go from Chaticha to Chaticha that rotev. Sure, in Tzli. But in Malicha, it won't go from Chaticha to Chaticha without rotev. That's one answer. What is the...
Yeah.
What is the Nekudas HaKasef answer? What do you mean, be machmer? That
doesn't spread.
That in Sif Zayin, machmer, there does spread from Chaticha to Chaticha that rotev. But, over here, what we're saying is that it... What do you mean by bimachre?
It could spread from
Chaticha to Chaticha that rotev, but it could not! Maybe it spreads evenly, maybe it doesn't spread evenly. Notice, when I want to be machmer, put all the pieces together, I had to assume it spread evenly. Let's say... It could spread, but, or rather,
the lesson in Kriya Gassav says, once the Inishim Wikidi Levatel, the Yacholi of the Nishik Tassus, the Rasmin Yishas,
but not necessarily, or at least not necessarily evenly. Yeah, it could spread, the Chumra. A bliya that's fatty could spread from chaticha to chiyu out rotev, and we have to assume the worth that it spread evenly throughout all the chatichos. But it could also stay in the first chaticha. It's a little unpredictable. Therefore, it's a little unpredictable. We have to be machmir that it'll spread in asur the outer chaticha. But we also have to be machmir that it'll stay in asur the inner chaticha. So this would come out to be a big chumrah. If all the pieces together were 59, we'd assume it spread to all of them and answered all of them. But if all the pieces together were 60, we'd assume maybe it only spread to one piece and only answered that piece. We have to assume the worst. That's the Nekudas HaKesef. Okay, if you look in the Prichadash, he has another approach here. But you really have to be honest. Stira is in Sif Zayin. We said a Blia, that's Shamein, that's Chelev, will go from piece to piece of that rotev. Over here, we said it won't go from piece to piece of that rotev. Neither one of those dots, what it meant is it might go from piece to piece of that rotev, or it might stay in the first piece. We don't know how much it'll go from piece to piece of that rotev. It could go either way. So it could spread evenly throughout all the pieces, or it could stay all or mostly in one piece. It's unpredictable. Therefore, since it's unpredictable, we always have to be machmir. Since if Zion were machmir, what was the case of Ziv Zayin? Ziv Zayin had one piece with a bli of chaylev, put it next to another piece. We're machmir, we'll go to the second piece. Over here, if it went to all the pieces, that would be a kula. So if we machmir, that'll only stay in the first piece. There are a few other questions on the, which we're not really going to get into. But the shachins of Kut Lamed, you know, Ayin Shum, if you have time, there are a lot of other kashas you could ask in this machaber. Like, for example, what if all the pieces together were like 300 times the chelev? Then even if the chelev like asered one or two pieces, no matter how many pieces it asered, they'd be both a baruch. We can't asser all of them. Why don't we say that? Shach's question, the Rabbi Kvi Eger's question is, why don't we matter all the pieces to the sveik sveika? Maybe it went to all the chatichas, maybe it only went to one chaticha, and if it was one chaticha, maybe not this one. There's a lot of other questions people have as to why the machaber is so crazy machmir. But again, those are side points, and Ayin Shum, Rabbi Kivi Eger has a long discussion of most of these things. It's very, very interesting. That's the Machaber. Now let's see what the Ramah does. Now, what's the Ramah supposed to do normally? He's supposed to be Machmer. Especially, why is he supposed to be Machmer? Because Ein Anu B'Kiyum. So let's see what he does. But interestingly, that's not how he starts out. The Yesh Omer, says the Ramah. Some people, who are those some people? Right, the Rabbi Yargin or Ephraim. You have to be careful how you read this. Like, when you read these parentheses, if you put the commas in wrong, it sounds like everyone's Mako. Like, the Rana Rashba or Mako? No, that means those people quoted the Ramban. It's really just the Rabbi Yon, the Rabbi Ephraim, and the Ramban. And then he points out to another Ramban. It's so, but that's a separate problem. That's Yadua. So, Yesh Omer, that Malicha only answers Kedei Klipa.
Rabbi Yon, Rabbi Ephraim, Ramban. All of a sudden, the Ramban brings this Yesh Omer, and that, what do they mean Malicha only answers Kedei Klipa? Even if it's Chelev Mamish. Yesh Omer, Chelev doesn't do anything in Malicha. It still only goes through Kedei Klipa. Do we rely on that? So he says, Ulefi. Says, but now this is again, it's going to start out sounding strange. First, he says, some people, yesh I'm going to be mechadishim akula, yesh omer, that even if it's fatty, doesn't matter, it only goes through kedei klipa. But you know what the halacha is for us Ashkenazim? We're not baki, what's shamin, what's kachosh, and we agree with the machaber that if it's shamin, it's mepapeya, so everything is mepapeya throughout. So, now, at first you think this Rama is like a non-sequitur. He's coming to be more machmir. Right? He's coming to say, even kachosh is going to be mfapeh through the whole thing in Asr until Shishim. Because we're not bucky what's kachosh, what's shamin. So why does he start by bringing a day that even shamin only Asr's can get klipa? So, that will be clear when we get to the Rama's quotation of this asterisk. Because what does the Rama say? Because he adds a word. He doesn't just say Nogin Lashar B'chol Malicha B'shishim. He says Kimo B'bishol. What does Kimo B'bishol mean? In Bishol, how are we Mishar B'shishim? It's Mishpashit everywhere, and everything counts towards the Shishim. And that's exactly what he says. Dim Ika Samech Bein HaKol B'yachad. As long as there's Shishim Bein HaKol B'yachad, Neged Kol HaChatichah Shachilav Davikba. Again, he throws in something here. He says, do you need 60 times the Chilev? What do you need? 60 times? Is it enough to have 60 times the chaylev? You need 60 times? The chaylev and the chatichah stuck too? Is this surprising or is this the normal sheet of the Rama? Normal sheet of the Rama. The Rama holds Chanan b'shari surin and the Isser Dabbik, every Isser Dabbik is Chanan. So the Rama's not telling, this is just, it's an important sheet, but it's just a normal application of the Rama's principles, right? Chanan, Isser Dabbik. If we recall once, there was a shach way back in Simon Chanan. Otherwise, I'm a Sadi Beis, who says maybe they have some rubu can make. There's no Chanan b'shari surin amalicha, and I'm pretty sure there's quoted by Rabbi Kivi Eger here. Okay, but let's say this normal case. So there's you need 60 neged the chelev, or if the chelev stuck to a piece, the whole davuk. Od hakol sharim vat osa chatich she'isur davuk. But then everything will be mutter except for that one piece that became Chanan that the chelev was stuck to. Miu osa chatich she'isur nagabat zar klipa ma'at, but the any piece that touched the chilav just needs to take off a kedei klipa. Vim einu yodei is an aga kosher. And if you don't know which touch it, it's all mutter. Okay, vim ein samach hakol osur vein lo shamach hamin hag. But if there's not shishim, it's all osur. So what is the
Rama saying? What's the Rama saying?
The Rama saying that we are machmir. Rama, we are machir that malicha v'pelo mitvapeh v'kulo ad shishim. Why? Because we're not bekiyim in shamin and kachosh. Right? So we paskin that malicha always spreads, even if it's kachosh, since we're not bekiyim what's shamin, what's kachosh. It spreads through whatever is being salted together. And it will ask it all if it's not shishim. But what kula does he throw in? He says,
Alpi shishim v'kitzas kulam haya isur shamnim v'papeya.
Even though there's a little kula. Now there are three pshat actually, what this little kula is. The little bush has one pshat, and the taz before he wrote his agad one pshat. There's only one correct pshat, which is the shach.
He says, what's the kula?
What kula did the Rama just tell us? Right, what kula did the Rama throw in here? Exactly. The Rama said right? The Rama said, first he started with the Chumrah. Chelev mufapeh through the whole thing. Through all the pieces. And we treat everything as chaylev. Because we're not talking about shalom, it's kachlish. But I'll throw in a kula. Even though I've just given you an unwarranted kula, I've been making like Rabbeinu Nisano and Lior Zarua that you can retire all the pieces for Shishim. Why did I give you that unwarranted kula? And here's where he ties himself back up to the first line of the Rambah. You can be somech on the Ramban who says only kidei klipa. That's what this asterisk means. What do they mean? And here, this isn't the Ramban's kiddush. It's taking it from the Agur and the Marai. The Sefer Agur and the Marai said, you know what? We'll give you a kula. We'll be mitzari two shitas to give you a kula. Really, we think, how far does chaylev travel in Malicha? It travels through the whole piece. And really, we think, can you count everything towards the shishim, or each piece alone has to have shishim? Each piece alone has to have shishim. But we'll be mitzari of two kulas. You can be so meich on Rabbeinu Nisano and Lior Zarua together with the Rav Yon, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Here he calls Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the Ravan, and the Ramban. What does that mean? And you end up being more Mekel than the Mechaber. Basically, you can be Mekel like a Tseruf of Rabbeinu Nisanel plus the Ramban. Without pretending to insult the other people, I just pick one name from each Kutza. What does that mean? Here's our case. Here's a little chaylev. This is one chaylev. Right, there's one chaylev surrounded by lots of big pieces. What do they add up to? I think I got 60 in there. It's Sacha Kol 85. Wonderful. So now, what would the Mechaber say in this case? If the one was Chaylev, let's see what the Mechaber would say. If the red was Chaylev, what would the Mechaber say? If the red was Chaylev?
It answers
all the pieces that touched it, because none of them are individually 60. Right? Oser. Chatichos shen nogubo. Right? It answers all of you that touched it, which means if they all might have touched it, they're all usher. If some touch it, we know which they are, then they're usher. And if some touch it and we lost track of them, then they're batel berov. What if this iser had been kachosh? What would the Mechaber say? What? Only kidei klipa, right? If it was an iser kachosh in the middle, not chaylev, then an aser is a kidei klipa of whatever touched it. What does the Ramah say? Now the Ramah, what should the Ramah have said? He should have said, well, I think everything might be shomeg, because we're not experts, we Ashkenazim. And therefore, whether kachosh or shomeg, it's going to aser all the pieces that touched it. And if a lot of pieces might have touched it, let's say it was jumbled, it'll aser all the pieces. But that's not what the Ramah says. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, either way, it doesn't matter what it is. Right? Either way, what are we going to do? Either way, we're going to rely on, what are we going to rely on? It's Seir for Rabbeinu Nisanel or Ramban. How does that work? According to Rabbeinu Nisanel, what's mutter? Everything's mutter, because it spreads equally throughout. According to the Ramban, what's mutter? Everything's but the Kedei Klipa. Because the Ramban says chilav doesn't spread more than the kidei klipa. Therefore, it'll only ask for kidei klipa, because then you have two studs to be somichon. A, according to Rabbeinu Nisanel, it's spread throughout. And B, even if Rabbeinu Nisanel is wrong, the Maharam is right, but according to the Ramban, chilav's not mislapea. So you have two studs to be somichon, so you can be somichon those two studs together. That's why the Ramad just said, Let's read the Ramah again and understand this in his words. Now, of course, what does this mean? Asim kidei klipa. Lemaisa, what does that mean? We know what that means. If they all might have touched it, take a klipa off all the pieces. If we know which pieces touched it, take a klipa off the piece that touched it. And if only one or two pieces touched it, we don't know which they are, then their kidei klipas are part of a robe.
So now let's read the Rambam again. The Yesh Omer, now we know why he starts with the Ramban. Because he's, on the one hand, going to be more machmir and say, everything's showing everything's vapea, but he's going to tsarif this Ramban.
He says, the Yesh Omer, the Chomelich, Eino Atzeres, Rak Kidei Klipa. Ulefish Einon became a Vasa Shomer Lekachash, Nogin Lashar B'Chomelich of a Shikshem. We're not experts, so we say everything. Again, Mashar B'Shishim is just another way of saying it penetrates through the whole piece.
Come over Bishul, but like Bishul, that it'll spread evenly. As long as you have 60 keneged, again, not just the chilev, you need 60 keneged, the whole shirdavik also, because of chanan. Oz hakol shari, everything's mutter, milavad, except for oz hatich shirdavik, except for the piece that's dovik, because that was chanan. Mihu, oh, we can rely on her being the sanel, that if there's 60 sach hakol, it'll spread evenly and all be mutter, but only bitzir of the ramban. Mihu oz hatich shirdavik, whatever piece touched the yisr, so a klipa ma'at, you need to take off a little klipa. Vim en yodia ed yodea is a naga kol shari, and if you don't know which piece it touched, then as long as it only touched minority of the pieces, that's batel barov. Vim en samach, hakol aser v'en l'shamus aminig. But if there's less than shishim, then everything's aser, and you shouldn't change the minig. We'll illustrate that in a picture on the board in a second. The apple piece is v'ek tzatz kula, even though there's a kula, when is there a kula? Is he more mekel than the mechaber in kachosh, or in shami? In Shomim, it's in Kachos, they both agree to the Klippa. His kul is in Shomim. That's exactly what he says. If Hayes or Shomim Papeh, if it's Shomim, I'm going to actually be a Mekel now. When I started, I said I was being Machmir, I'm really being Mekel.
Mikol Makam Yesh Lisma, Vichia Gavda, David Amakil, and the Sphere Lude, Ain Oser Melicha Rak de Klippa.
We can be Mekel with the Tseirup of the Ramban, who says it only go to the Klippa anyway. Why? Why am I being Mekel? So he says, this is interesting, Kilei Shalom, it's Tarech Lesharben, it's Shomim Lakachos. He ain't anu b'kiyam.
In order that we don't have to differentiate between shaman and kachosh because we're not b'kiyam. What does he mean by this? Seems fascinating. What the Ramah was saying is that, look, and again, this isn't him. He's quoting the Ogre of the Marai. I refuse to differentiate between shaman and kachosh. I refuse to say that we know these things nowadays. So either I have to be machmer in both shaman and kachosh, or find a tzera v'tzad l'hakel to be mekel in both. Said, you know what? I like the Mechaber, but I can't accept the Mechaber being Machmer and Shaman and Mekel and Kachosh, because we're not Bekiyim. So either have to always Machmer or always Mekel. It's too hard to be always Machmer. So the price of not being Bekiyim would be either to be Machmer in everything, which is too hard, so I have no choice but to be Mekel in everything. So to be Mekel in everything, I'm at Tzairah for being Rasanal in the Ramban. It's very fascinating. That, this isn't like a, general rule. I can't give an algorithm for when he says something like this, and he rarely does. Apparently, this particular type of case was such a common case that he thought would be so difficult, for his people, that he said, now he could have just said, so let's just go back to Shaman and Kalkush and be Bekiyim. But he really, really thought we were Bekiyim. It wasn't just like a Stam Achumra here. He really thought we were Bekiyim. So he's stuck. Says, I'd rather be Mekel than differentiate, and I'd rather be Mekel than be Machmer. And that's how he comes up with what he comes out with. Eitan Zerker.
I wanted to ask you,
No, because the klipas of all the pieces, even though there's more of a concentration in those klipas, but if the Ramban is right, then nothing ever went beyond the klipas, so we don't need 60 negative klipas. And if the Ramban is wrong in chiluv apeya, then when it's going through the klipas, it's still going through the klipas on its way to going through the rest of the pieces, just less concentratedly. And anything that's on its way, we don't say chanan. Now, in what case would we just want to illustrate one other case? But we're basically done here. So can I raise the top? Okay. In this case, let's just make sure we know what the Mechaber and what the Ramah would say. What if here's your one of Isser, and here is your five and your 10 and your 5, and your 6, and your 5, and your 5, and your 4, your 7, and your 3. Let's hope this works out. 25, 35. Excellent. Adds up to 50. Adds up to 50. So in this case, what would the Mechaber say? Here is Mechaber. Here is Ramah. The Mechaber would say, if the Isser is Kachosh, then what's the din? Kedei Klipa. You have to take off the Kedei Klipa, whatever touched it. If the Isser is Shamim, what would the Mechaber say? Kulo Usser. It's all Usser, nothing to talk about. What would the Ramah say? The Ramah would say, either way, Kulo Usser. See, in this case, he'd be more Macher than the Mechaber, because there's no Shishim. That's what it says. Ain Shishim, I call Usser, but Ain Lashanos. That's the complicated Ramah. Not so bad. Yes.
Just to clarify, for Choshes that it touched all the pieces, the Ramah would say they all need a Kedei Klipa?
Yes, that's the Shas of Kutin Lamed Hay that says if it might have touched over the pieces, they all need Klipa. Correct. In other words, whenever I say the piece is Usser or I say the Klipa is Usser, what I mean is one of these three things. If it's most of them, they're all Usser. Either all Usser or they're only Klipa. If it's some of them and we know, either those some of them are Usser or those some of them need Klipa. If it's a minority and we don't know, then they're Batel. Any other questions? Okay, the end of the Ramah, we've really learned already. This is the end of the complicated part. No more complicated things today. I'm just going to put something on the board again. So it's very, very simple. Can I erase this? Someone should type up all the boards and put them on whitetour.org. I imagine these tapes are quite useless.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
According to the Rabbeir, it's mostly, if we know that it's thrown with the pieces or touching the chalim, then how come we don't have a chalik or whether we know or you don't know? You know what those are.
Oh, we really do. You're right. I apologize. That was just an easy one. The reason why, because first I wrote all, and in all there's no chilek. But then when I say most, so if you know which, those are usher. And if you don't, then they're all usher. And now Jeff is going to ask me, couldn't I simplify the flowchart by first asking if you know and then asking how many they are? And the answer is okay. I left you Malcolm Muscati, bro. We remember, what did the Ramah say at the end? He says, "V'chol zeh v'isur sheshayek bo sham nunes kigon chaylev otzir v'chi haygavna v'ol v'isur she'ein bo sham nunes klal kigon chamitz bePesach l'kuli alma malicha eina oseres rak de klipa." This is all an issue that's shayek bo sham nunes. But if it's not shayek bo sham nunes, just like he said, it's a hey by slave, then we have no chomers, just kidei klipa. That was the Ramah, and the Taz accepted shot in the Ramah. But if we remember, the Shach added a Chumrah, which you even have Ayin or Chaim Hilchos Chametz Ketzad Nogin. If you actually look up in Hilchos Pesach, you'll see we're more Machmir. But that doesn't prove anything, because when we're Machmir in Hilchos Pesach, you can never prove what that means for Shari Sura. When we're Mekel, you usually can, although interestingly enough, there's one or two places you can't. But if you just have the Ramah, it's very Pashut. If you just have the Ramah, then you would just say, Shayach bo sham nunis, lo shayach bo sham nunis. You would say, Shayach bo sham nunis, kulo aser, lo shayach bo sham nunis, kedei klipa.
Right, that's what the, 1 second. That's what the Ramah says. Then he just adds, "Va'ayim or chaim chaim says to Nogin va'ayim le'elsim and samach dalim makrum ochudin shachelim nimuchum basar yesh yet stop period yesh omrim divehefsim merubi yesh lahatam lichal deklipa afal pishigvar nogul l'shar kom lichal b'shishim afil b'shar kachosh." Some people say divehefsim merubah.
you can forget the whole Kalim of Papeya and just rely on the Ramban and say only Klipa by Malicha.
We never rely
on the Ramban Stam, but what will compromise will be that the Hefzid Merubah, Kidei Klipa. The Hefzid Merubah will say Kidei Klipa. Why? Because the Hefzid Merubah says it's only a minhug that we're not experts, right? We're here, we're talking about Kochosh Sheshayet Bo Shamnus, right? Shamein, we're never, right? Let's put here Shamein. Shamein, he's never making, not even Hefzid Merubah. But if it's just a minhag that we're not bekiyah, plus the Ramban, we can make it anyway. If Hefzid Merubah, we can be makel. And if it's Lol Shayach Bosham Lunus, it's Mutter.
That's the end of the Ramah. The Shach adds, in Sivkot and Lamed Ches, he said, however, the minhag is Ein Lechalek.
What does he say? The Shach says, this is only for an Isser Durabana. But for an Isser Deoraisa, we're not mechalek, and whether it's shayach bo shamnunis or lo shayach bo shamnunis, it's kulo aser.
That was what the Shach kept saying three times this se'ir. Omashma da'afilu b'makim she'en b'hefzik tzas mi, b'es shayach bo shamnunis, alf shirak d'rabbanan, b'es shayach bo shamnunis, alf shirak d'rabbanan, b'es shayach bo shamnunis, alf shirak etc.
Then the Shach throws in a kula, if it's d'rabbanan, and shayach bo shamnunis, kulo aser. Then even the Hefzik Tzas were Meka. Now if it's Doraisa, the Hefzik Merubah were Mekel based on the same for the Ramban. If it's Drabanan, then since it's only Drabanan, the Hefzik Tzas were Mekel. If it's Doraisa, were Mekel, the Hefzik Merubah.
And Rabbi Kiva Eger here adds
that in this case also, the Makom Hefzik Tzas, it only is Aser Kedei Klipa. No,
I did something. Not here. Hold on.
Okay. That's the halacha l'maaseh. Just to review for 30 seconds, what would the din be by tzli? Things that are different by tzli. I will just put in green. Obviously, every kedei klipa becomes kedei netila. This case is interesting. What would you say in this box? The worst case. And is it a rice that shayach bo shamnunis? If it's sleek, we be makel makom hefzid merubah? What do you think? If we say it's isra bo shayach bo shamnunis, of course we're makel like sleek today netila. Like what's the chash? If it's lo shayach bo shamnunis but isra raisa, it's lo shayach bo shamnunis. It has like tzatz, we can be makel. Or if it's Shayach Bo Shamnunis, but Isser D'Rabbanan, can we make a hole? What about Isser D'Oraisa? That's Shayach Bo Shamnunis. Could we be make a ever with Netila? What do you think the Rabbi Kiva's Eger is dying from the Ramah? That? The Minchas Yaakov says you can be make a Behefsa Merubah today, Netila. But what does the Ramah sound like? It says Behefsa Merubah, who are we Somekhan? We Somekhan, the Ramban, the Rav Yarm, the Rav the Ravan, who say that Sli is more make. So it sounds like only by Sli we have this school. So L'chora, by Sli, Ein L'Hakel is the Diyak from the Ramah, although there are those who are Mekel, the Hefz and Merubah, that you can be Mekel by Sli as well, but the simple shot of the Ramah, Rabbi Kiva Eger, is not to be Mekel.
Okay, that's really the end of the complicated stuff. Any questions? And again, I think this chart we had on the board before. Hopefully it should be the same thing. If not, shot. Okay, Yud. Yud and Yud Aleph, we already learned. Yud, Bamed, Barmum, Shah, Isra, Hetter, Shay, Malucha, Vafila, Isam, Liaf, Hetter, Tafel, Hetem, Loch, Isra, Tafel, Ainu, Sark, Allah, Dafel, Allah, Dacha. We remember this rule of Tarm, Liaf, Tami, Tafel, etc. That if they're both Maluach, they'll be Baleah from each other. If one is Maluach, the other is Tafel, the Maluach one will give its taste. You know, when you salt things, the juice comes out and goes into the other thing. The Maluach one will give its taste to the Tafel one. So if the Isser is Maluach and the Heter is Tafel, the Isser will give its taste to the Heter. But if the Heter is Maluach and the Isser is Tafel, then the Heter will give its taste to the Isser, but the Isser won't give its taste to the Heter, so you're okay. And the Ramah quotes the Deya of the Ran and says, V'yesh Omerim Nogin Zebazeh, V'yesh Lahakal Makam Hafsid. He says, but the Ran is machmir that if they're touching each other, then even if only the Heter is Maluach, it's Asser. Why? Anyone remember why the Ram is machmir? They're touching each other. What?
That's how you learn the Gemara.
Because the Gemara is talking when they're not touching each other. When they are touching each other, he says, even if only the Heter is Maluach, it also salts the Isser that's touching it. Because if the Isser is touching something Maluach, then the Isser also gets Maluach. Now it doesn't get some Maluach, but say he's machmir if they're touching, and if there's no Hefsim Meruba, the Achronimir say Hefsim Meruba, the Gilim Rasha and others, then we're machmir if they're touching. That probably comes up once in a blue moon. Yud Aleph, the rule of Tata Gavar. If we remember in Simon, does the rule of Tata Gavar apply to Malik or not? I think actually a chart I put on the board like last year implied that it did. But that's only true for the Machaber. Now, in Simon Tzadi Aleph, we learned that the rule of Tata Gavar didn't apply to Maliach when the... The rule of Tata Gavar didn't apply to Maliach to override the other rules of Maliach. Meaning, in Siman Tzadi Aleph, Sif Hey, it said, there's no difference between which is on the top, which is on the bottom. The Maliach gives its taste to the Tafel, the Tafel doesn't give its taste to the Maliach. Now that's true. There's no difference which is on top, which is on the bottom. The Maliach gives taste to the Tafel, and the Tafel doesn't give taste to the Maliach. But the question is, how much does the Maliach give taste to the Tafel? Or Maliach give taste to the Maliach? Let's say, in what case would be the only case where we might bring in Tata Gavar in Malicha? What would have to be the case where we'd bring in Tata Gavar? It has to be, what kind of substance does it have to be to care about Tata Gavar? What? It has to be fatty. Why? Why in lean things in Malicha don't we care about the rule of Tata Gavar? Because in lean things, how much are they belayah? Only can you cleave, but remember Tata Gavar, it doesn't matter which is which, so you believe. That's irrelevant. Tata Gavar comes into play when you have an Isser Maluach, right? So Maluach would give taste into the Tafel, and Shamnunis. When you have an Isser Maluach and Shamnunis, that has potential to Asher how much of the Heter? The whole thing. So, now, the Isser Maluach or so it's only one case. Let's put that case on the board. 1 second. Sorry. Can I erase this? The only case we're going to care is if you have the Isser Maluach and the Heter Tafel and you have Shamnunis. Oh, sorry. Why? If they're both Tafel, there'd be no Shaila of Malicha. If they're both Maluach, then there's no Tata and Yilah. Everything's Maluach. And if it wasn't Shamein, they would only go Kneklipa anyway, so who cares? Either way, I have to make a Lebala Kneklipa. This is the only case in Afkmina. Do we say Tata Gavar? Or do we not say Tata Gomer? Now, what's the case of the Nafkamina? If we have here the Isser Meluach, and here the Tahar, the Heter Tafel, then what's the din? The din in that case is all Isser. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas is only in this case. Here we have the heter tafel. Here we have the heter tafel. Here we have the iser maluach shami. This is the only case where there's an afkamina. If we say tata gavar, what would be the rule? What would be the din? If we say tata gavar, then how much the heter gets straight? Only they cleave a why? Because the heter is tafel, so it's all considered tafel. But I don't make a lay klifa. But if we don't use the rule of tata gavar, then what's the din? Then it's all lesser, right? Because the iser maluach shame has power to answer the whole thing. This is the only case where there's an afkamina. So what are the shittas here? The Rashba and the Mechaber say we use the rule of Tata Gavar. I know. The Mechaber from Sadi El says we don't use the rule of Tata Gavar. What he meant was in almost all cases it doesn't make a difference. This is the only scenario where the rule would be relevant. The Mechaber says, Zesha Amar Nevi Yisra Maliyach Behetar Tafel Shem Ushamein Osar Achei Bo Shishim Levad Lo Dav Tisho Yisra Maliyach Lamata. Only if the Yisra is on the bottom. The Heter Tafel Lamala. We should have the Gavar. Oh, yeah, Heter Tafel Lamata Yisra Maliyach Lamala Eino Osar El Kedei Klipa. Right? If the Yisra Maliyach is on top and the Heter Tafel is on the bottom, it's only Osar Kedei Klipa. That's the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says, Hagavi Yish Kol Kinvon Licha In Chilik Malamala Lamata Vachin Nahug. Right? There's a second daya. This is the day of really most Rishonim. It's a bit tame of why the Mechaber didn't paskin this way. But here it's basically a lot of Rishonim Ashkenaz. I mean, maybe because all Rishonim Ashkenaz, that's probably why. Who holds this way? The Ri, the Rush, the Sefer HaTruma, etc. And the Ramah. So I guess the Rashba is the greatest spider in your day of Hosek. So the Mechaber followed him, and all the Ashkenazim, opposing the Ri and the Rosh, all the Ashkenazim shown him, said, no relevance of Ilah and Tata'a to Malicha. In Malicha, doesn't matter. Therefore, it'll be all Asr, and that's how we paskin. Why? Why should Ilah and Tata'a not be relevant to Malicha? Because Tata'a govern means the Tata'a affects the Ilah. So it doesn't matter heat that Tata'a can cool off the Ilah, or heat the Ilah. But if it's salty, whatever salty is salty, whatever isn't salty isn't salty. The Tata'a is not going to make the top one salty, and the Tata'a is not going to make the top one not salty anymore. Right? If there's salty on the bottom, it's not going to make the top one salty because it doesn't have salt. And if it's tuffle on the bottom, it's not going to take the salt off the top one. So there's no Tata'a Nila up by Malicha, and that's how we Ashkenazim Paskin. What? What's the Sfar the other way? L'chora the Sfar the other way is that Ilah and Tata'a doesn't really mean the Tata'a will turn the Ilah into the same as it. If you have hot on the bottom, it'll mamish turn the top hot. Just means in the front where they interact, it will be able to, within their interaction, it will be able to impose its power on that interaction and cause it to be a significant interaction or an insignificant interaction. And of course, that's of course true, because even heat and cold, it's not like the top one or metal being the bottom one hot. So then the Rambam would say that, yes, but that's only when it's a matter of temperature, because it'll mean where their juices are interacting, it changes the temperature. By salt, it can't even do that. Right, that's true. You could explain the Chakir in another way as well, that it goes back to what we mentioned, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, is Malicha really hot? If Malicha is really hot, then who cares if it's salty or not? We just care if it's hot. Right, that's correct. And I think, we said that, actually. Bo Biv Shaito. Thank you. Okay. Yes, doctor.
In the top case, though, with Isra Maluach on the bottom, they have the top on top. the shaman play a part at all, or?
Yeah, it would have to be shaman as well. Again, for Sephardim, for us Ashkenazim, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
And according to Machaber, either one can be shaman. Yud Beis. Now we have a new rule. This rule doesn't appear in Shas, but there were dayikim from Shas. Anyone know what the rule is? Instead of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel? There's different, it's a little more long-winded than the Ramah, but to say the rule very concisely, Ein Melicha L'Kelim. There's a little discussion, what about a Klicheris? Okay, Tzarech Ian, we don't really have Klicheris nowadays anyway. Not like real Klicherises, only like coded ones, which will certainly keep them from Nimlach. What does it mean, Ein Melicha L'Kelim? If you salt food in a Kli, which way will the transfer go? Which way will it not go? If you salt food in a kli, the taste will go from where to where? From the food to the kli, but not from the kli to the food. Why? Because the food is considered to be nimlach. But a kli can't be nimlach. So the food is nimlach, and the kli is tafel. And what's the rule? The taste of the maluach goes into the tafel. The taste of the tafel doesn't go into the maluach. That makes a lot of sense. Salting is a chemical process, right? If you salt food, you see there's a tremendous chemical process that happens. It starts, the juice is flowing, and it starts being dehydrated, and v'chuli v'chuli. You can't salt a piece of water, metal. Nothing happens to it. So salt gets the juices out of the food and into the kli. There is salting to trafe up a kli. That's the pinchot of Rav Ami. They had a case in the Gemara where Rav Ami like salted meat on a kli without holes, which is the wrong way to do it. So all the blood sat there and got absorbed into the meat, and he broke the kli and threw it out. Right? Salt can get taste into a kli. It just can't get taste out of the kli. Because salt gets the juices out of the food into the kli. But it can't get the juices out of a kli into the food. Because salt just doesn't have a chemical effect on it. If you heat a kli, the kli taki gets hot. But if you salt a kli, nothing happens to it. The salt just sits there. That's the principle. Let's read it. Yud Beis. Gvino shenasu b'dfusei ov v'chadim afish and nimlichu b'tocha mutarim, kosher cheese that was made in molds, in goyish treif molds, even though the cheese was salted, I guess in those days they used to salt cheese, even though the cheese was salted in a treif kli, the cheese is still kosher, because malicha doesn't get taste out of a kli. Again,
salted cheese, something that's salted cheese, salty cheese.
Okay. No, but if it's just... Okay. Okay, the Seder. So, even if it's salted in a treif kli, that's still fine. Salt does not get taste out of a kli. Remember, it does get taste into a kli, just not out of a kli. Hagah, v'ud din nilachet r'shar kli, it's lav dafka cheese. Any heter that was salted in any treif kli is okay. V'afil einu menukav, even if it doesn't have holes, right, even if the you salt heter and it sits there with all juices and brine stewing there, then it's still, now if it actually sits there with a lot of brine for Kadesh Yala Ishvir Kiyach, then it will be a problem. But I guess he means if it's only for 5 minutes, or if there's not really brine, then it will not, the salt will not get the taste out of a cleave. V'afilu einuman of de'ein maliach koteach kokach lahaflit na klimash lubatocho. Maliach is not so much krotach that it'll get out of bliyah from inside a kli. The davka b'di'evet of a l'chachila asr, this is only b'di'evet, but l'chachila it is asr. B'di'evet we are makel, but l'chachila we're machmir. Why are we machmir l'chachila? So there are four pshatim. Why we're machmir l'chachila?
Anyone want to suggest a shot? Why are we not
l'chachila? Right, we have the opinion of the Rishon, the Ri, and others that that malicha won't get taste out of a kli. So if you're salt in a treif kli, you'll be okay. Why should we? Why l'chachila can't we salt in a treif kli? Anyone want to make a suggestion?
They were worried that there's still some schmutz.
Exactly. That's the shot of the Isser v'Hetzer Ha'ara. Isser v'heter says, Shema. Or, better lashon.
Choshishin Lishamnunis Ve'en. Even though, let's say we're talking about a clean kli. But still, Lechatchila, you shouldn't salt in the kli, because maybe there's maybe you'll salt it and when the kli will be dirty with some trape dirt.
The Shabbat said that all kilim.
What?
Don't we assume that kilim are clean?
Or? Even though we normally assume that kilim are clean, but Lechatchila, we don't, that's b'dievet. Lechatchila, we don't salt in them because we're afraid it might have some shvatz. Ah, why then don't we say Lechatchila, don't even like put food in the kli, because maybe it'll have some shvatz? Now we might, but in the end, the shach and some tzadi Allah. We don't. I guess by salting, we're more machmir, because if it did have schmutz, we'd be less likely to catch it, it would get absorbed everywhere, etc. Anyone want to give another shot? So, the Mordechai says, Dome l'kiyur. Harkeik min akiyur is the rule. What does kiyur mean? Something that looks disgusting. Disgusting, I don't mean here, aesthetically disgusting. I mean halachically disgusting. You should be marked for things that are halachically problematic, and min adom el kiyur for things that look like they're halachically problematic. After all, salting in a treif kli just doesn't look right. Pastish. This is pastish l'chachila. You don't salt in a treif kli. Oh, we have a whole heifer, but it's not right. It's pastish. The gra right here says choshishin. L'shitas haravya sheyesh melicha lehaflit min akli. He says, it doesn't say this in the Gemara. This is Rav Rishonim. But there's a shitas yachid in the Rishonim of the Ravya that salt will get taste out of a kli. So we passed it against him. But lechachila, why go against the Ravya lechachila? Because of the Ravya that maybe the salt will get taste out of a kli. So lechachila be machmir. Because maybe it will get taste out of a kli. We really don't pass it that way. Vidi Evan, we're not choshish for the Ravya. We weren't so firm yet in those days. Vidi Evan, we don't be choshish for every shita. But lechachila, why get into it? Why get yourself into the situation? Just use kosher, Caleb. And a fourth shot is found in the Prima Godim Simon Samet Tes. It's Simon Samet Tes in the Sif Seida'as Sif Katan Samet Zayin. And here he gives the whole ma'arechet. He says, even though melicha won't get the taste out of a kli, melicha will get a little bit n out of the kli, and the food needs hadacha. He says that there's a lot of assumptions here. He says, you know what? Melicha won't really get the taste out of the kli you put into your food, but it'll get a little schmutz out of the kli be'en, which will be on the surface of your food, and you'll have to wash off your food. And what's the rule about putting your food someplace where you'll have to wash it off? Also, the chatchila, some tzadi aleph, it's because you might forget to wash it off. That's a big assumption. Because if it gets a schmutz out, why wouldn't it just be mavliya into your food? Okay, that's the prima godim. To look it up. Lemaisa, it doesn't matter, the halacha is, we don't do this like halacha.
Are the closest to the creator?
He brings
down that
only
by kli'etz?
Yeah, by kli'etz. I don't think he means kli'etz as opposed to kli'mateches. Kavachomer kli'mateches, he means as opposed to kli'etz. Right, so Rabbi Akiva Eger says kli'etz is so soft and porous that it can be salted. So, I said, I'm not sure, but we don't really have kli'etz anywhere. I don't think he'd say that about China, which is glass-coated. You know, we don't really have klicheris envy. What if you really did have a klicheris? I don't know. Sorry, Keenan. Okay.
Would you read after me a milking klicheris? Salt can mean milking klicheris between the different shitas?
I don't think so, because if we're worried there might be some milk schmutz, that would be a problem. If it looks bad, it looks bad. Salting meat in a milk klee. If it's, we're kosher for the refuel, we're kosher for the refuel, the milk taste might come out. And if it's the prima godim, a little milk schmutz might come out and it'll have to be washed. Ah! According to the prima godim dafka, and this is why he says it to answer a precaution in the south test, if you're salting, since salting always requires hadacha achrona, as we'll learn, then it would be mutter. Davka, according to the Gemara, if you're salting meat, if you're kashering, it would be mutter, according to the Gemara. Kashering is mutter, only other kind of salting is aser. Because kashering, you always wash off afterwards to get off the blood. Okay, but that's ayin sham. When we learn Helchus Melicha B'Ian, we will be ma'ayin that.
Sif Yud Gimel. Let's see Sif Yud Gimel. Now, which of these is the real reason behind the Chumra, the Ramah? We don't know. One of them. But I actually have a feeling it's not the Isser Heter, and I'll explain why in a moment. Yud Gimel. Melech Otavlin Shem Mekar Shel Basar Matnu Litnei Mechalav. Same vart. If you have salt or spices in a meat that you kept your salt or spices in a meat dish, you can put them into milk. Now, is this the same vart or is this more of a heter? Okay, salt's also har. In what way is this a little bit more of a heter, it seems like? If you have salt in a meat dish, you can put it in milk. This is like even l'chachila, right? I mean, you could save the salt for meat if you want. Like even l'chachila, you put it in a meat dish, put it into milk, no problem. Right? I mean, it's not such a big deal. Would it be such a big deal to put that salt in your meat cabinet? No, mutter. And likewise, if they were in a treif kli, you can use them. Because since they're dry, they don't absorb anything from the kli, as long as the kli is clean and there's no shmutz on it. What do you mean since they're dry? Sif Yud Beis, was it dry or was it being salted moist? Salted moist. So what's the Rambam telling us?
If it was dry,
it's mutter even. That's what the Rambam is telling us. If it's moist, that's mutter b'dieved. If it's dry, then even lechadchila it's mutter. And that's, again, it's not my chiddush. This is the shachs of Katan Mendalit. Kolomar de mutter lechadchila nech meklishal isser ma'achdim yivashim. Dry salt and spices, that's not a habmin of melich at all. It's not melich to put dry salt in a kli. There's not even any salting process of anything. That's mutter even l'chachila, except by machmir l'chachila tovel of bracha. Even in this, it's not really totally mutter l'chachila. Hamachmir l'chachila tovel of bracha. It's mutter l'chachila, but still, it's better to be machmir. Machmir l'chachila tovel of bracha. So we have two different madrigals here. Two different madrigals here. If it's moist, you're salting moist in a treif kli, or moist meat in a milk kli, or vice versa. That's also l'gamri l'chachila mutter b'dieved. If it's dry, that's tavol of bracha, not to do l'chachila, but strictly mutter l'chachila, and certainly mutter b'dieved. The difference seems to be, pashtas, the achronim say, that when it's dry, there's no chash for the Mordechai or the Gra, the Prima Gadda. Because if it's dry, there's no chemical process at all. It's the only chash there is for the Yisra Hefter. Maybe it's really there's a little dirt you didn't notice. That's such a far out chash. I mean, you checked. That's only tavol of bracha. When it's moist, we have one of these other three chashos, and that's a serious chash on the lechachila level. So that's halach lemaisa. Halach lemaisa, the post McQuaid, the shachas and tzadi aleph, the Kutim Gimel is clear on this. The acronym here bring down salt and spices for this purpose. So if you want to keep dry salt and spices in tray for milk and meat and milk and meat and milk, etc., tavol of bracha. If you're stark, you shouldn't do lechachila. But it's strictly mutter, even lechachila, certainly b'dieved. But if you want to keep moist salt and spicy in a treif kli, lechachila, you shouldn't, only b'dieved. It's okay.
Who has moist salt? What's moist salt?
Means if you saw our salting things.
Okay. So I'm saying that you would never have a case with a keli and salt unless the keli was wet.
Correct. Salt itself that's moist is pretty useless. Right. Now, of course, none of this has to do with soaking in salty or spicy liquids, because soaking in salty liquids, once it gets the shear of al-kadishin and al-shiyatiyah, that's kavash, which will be machlif from the kli, and soaking in spicy liquids, the machlok is machaber and shach, whether that's problem of kavash, and certainly lechachila, we should be very careful about it. Yodalad, one last detail, which we learned above, Yodalad was already, Sif Yodalad was already summarized in like a four-word he'ara, in the Ramah in Siman Sadi Ches, Se'if Ches, the Hu Osir Mitzad Atmo. This is already summarized in a four-word comment in the Ramah, Siman Sadi Ches, Se'if, I think I just said Ches. Yudal, this is actually Machlokes Rishonim, right? The Torah brings down here a Machlokes Rishonim, sorry about this din. He says that the Sefer HaTruma and the Tosos, etc. is Mekel, but there are a Rav Shimon Mikotzi, also known as the Sar Mikotzi, and the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avram, the Ritva, who are Machmir. What's the Kula? Melech HaBalua Midam, Kigom Mimlichas Basar, salt that is full of blood. Such as, one moment you get salt full of blood every time you kasher meat. The salt brings the blood out, and the blood goes into the salt. And you put it, by accident, you put the salt into your pot. Or by accident, you did the same thing. What if you kasher, again, very important rule of kashering, you need hadacha rishona, malicha hadacha achrona. You have to rinse it, salt it, and rinse it. What if you salt meat and you put it in your chilla without rinsing it? So there's all the salt on the outside of the meat, right? All the salt was stuck to the outside of the meat. It's still there and it's full of blood. If there is 60 times as much, if the salt is less than a 60th of the pot, if all the food has 6 times as much of the salt, it's mutter. According to the Mechaber, why do you need 60 times as much of the salt? Why not just 60 times as much of the blood that's absorbed in the salt? Shach doesn't have Chanan B'Shari Surin. The Mechaber doesn't have Chanan B'Shari Surin. Why do you need 60 times the size of the salt? Because we don't know how much blood is absorbed in the salt, so if since we don't know, we have to assume all of it. Obviously, it's not all of it, but that's where we draw the line. Good. How about for us, Ramah? For us, Ramah, the salt is Chanan for us Ashkenazim. So for sure, you need 60 times the salt. But hold on a second. If the salt is Chanan, what problem might come up with salt? It's trace salt. What's the problem with trace salt? Feed a little time. It's not potter. Right? Even if it's 160, if you're going to taste the salt. So Ramah says, no, even if you can taste the salt, no problem. Because it's not intrinsically usher, it's only usher because of bli of dam. No problem. Even though some rishonim, like the Sar Mikotzi, want to say, we take Chanan seriously. Chanan means Chanan. This is literally treif salt. If it's a literally treif salt, then even if it's 1/100 of the kedera, you taste the salt, it's treif. However, we say Chanan, B'Shari Surin, even Bas B'Chal B'Chok Shachat Taz, we say Chanan, but we don't take it to its logical extreme. We say, yes, the salt is Chanan, but what's the rule that we have that we don't take Chanan to its logical extreme? Ein HaNetzer, also Moksha Yisra Yochel HaHalav L'Sham. Yes, they turned it to Chanan, but that Chanan can't go further than the original Usher. Usually that means it can't, like, go geographically further. Here it means conceptually further. The chomakush in a iser yachol ha'osu yacholel sham in a neser osu yosu in a osro. The neser, the chanan, will never be worse than that which made it chanan. So therefore, since dam could only answer up to 60, the melach, that's chanan because of dam, will only answer up to 60. We don't apply the chum of milsa vidala taima to something which is only chanan. All the rules, right? Chatikur ilis kabe, we don't apply to something that's chanan. Even though it turned to Chanan, it's not intrinsically usher. Likewise, the rule of Milsa Davidu L'Taima, we don't say since we can taste Chanan salt, it's usher. We say since the dam didn't have that power to give taste to more than 60 times itself, neither does the salt, and it is mutter.
Really? Isn't there principles of it will usher more than average usher? The salt will usher more than whatever usher is, too. It can't usher much to any of the other religions. Or is it saying the same?
The Ramah is. The Ramah is using this principle to explain. Normally, principle means geographically, right? If, let's say, Bliya doesn't go from Chaticha to Chaticha that wrote it, right? So if the Bliya of Treif can't get past this boundary, then the Chanan meat can't answer past that boundary. Here we mean more conceptually. If the Dan Bliya itself can't get past the 60 boundary, I know that's a conceptual boundary, not a physical boundary, then the melach can't get past the 60 boundary either. Makes a lot of sense, especially since we see the whole Chanan B'Shari Surin is Rabbanan. So Chanan B'Shari Surin is Rabbanan, then look, it's just Rabbanan, it's the Xera, either it's Xera up to Basar B'Chalav, and Basar B'Chalav only gives taste up to 60, or it's Xera up to, like, the original Dam. You just don't think the salt is okay, because then you'll think the original Dam is okay. The original Dam can only go up to 60, so whichever shot you take, the Machlokes we've shown about the reason for Chanan B'Shari Surin, the principle is that if a piece became Chanan, it's still not considered intrinsically usher for purposes of Chaticha Rilas Kabi. If a piece became Chanan, then it's not going to usher another piece without Rotev. And if a piece became Chanan, then if salt or spice became Chanan, they're not going to usher more than 60 times their own size because they won't be any worse than the thing that made them, than the thing that made them Chanan. Okay, so much for Simon Kuf Hei. I assume people didn't get a chance to see Simon Kuf Vav and Kuf Zayin yet. What we're going to do is, on Sunday, after Mincha, we'll learn Simon Kuf Vav and Kuf Zayin. Again, because Simon Kuf Vav is actually very easy. If you want to skip the Taz, you can. Simon Kuf Zayin is actually a little trickier if you want to not get into all the Nosa Kelim on Sif Aleph, which are very, very difficult. You can, and I'll summarize for you. Sif Beis is fairly straightforward. So, again, you certainly have time to prepare, more than enough time between now and 7 o'clock, even if you've never looked at Simon Kuf Zayin and Kuf Vav and Kuf Zayin yet, to get into these Simanim, especially if you don't get lost in all the details in Simon Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph, which is very, very interesting, just so you can get lost. Okay, and we'll finish those on Sunday, and the Bechina will be 2 weeks from today.